Yes?
Senator Salmington's call ready for the president.
Thank you.
Stu.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir.
You here?
Yeah.
In town? I got a little problem on my mind, and I just want to get your advice. The chief of protocol, who has done a very exceptional job, I don't know whether you know him or not, Lloyd Hand.
Oh, I think he's great.
He's got a very attractive wife, and they've been all over the world, and they just come back the most recent one with the vice president on his trip. He has decided, youthful-like we all boys sometimes, that he wants to run for office in California. So he is leaving immediately, and he has ambassador rank. He's resigning. I've talked to Secretary of State and the Bell Moyers and the Lady Bird, and that's about all. Warren Woodward. You know Warren, I think, don't you?
I certainly do. I think very highly of him.
Warren raised the question about Jimmy and says that he believes that he is the best equipped by background, experience, and training, and he'd worked very close with him on several things that they'd done together for us, for me and Lady Bird. And he thinks that he could get along fine with Rusk, and he'd get along fine with us over here, and that he has the background and the knowledge and could pick up and go right on with it. Now, we're starting off with Ms. the Prime Minister of India, Ms. Gandhi's coming in the next 10 days. We've got a well-organized shop, and it runs well, and but we do need a person that's interested and likes to travel, and he has to go and meet these people, and he has to carry on the conversation. It's not just a lot of society stuff. It's substantive material, and every person that comes to this country from 115 nations, he has to sit there with the Prime Minister of Ceylon, as he did yesterday, for 30 minutes while he's bringing them in to see me, and then we sit here and talk for 30 minutes. And he has to know all about that area and that background, and how that fellow's thrown out the communists, and how he's got them leaning our way, and what I ought to say, and what this fellow's going to say, and so on and so forth. And it's a real tough assignment from that standpoint. I don't know whether Jimmy'd have the slightest interest or not. I didn't want to talk to him until I talked to you. On the other hand, if he did have an interest, I would certainly want to... I just don't think there's anybody that I owe as much to or I like as much as any of the Symingtons. And I didn't want to, if he would consider it an honor and a recognition, I would do it. If he likes what he's doing better, I don't want to distress him and disturb him and confuse him.
But I have
Bird says that she...
Feel it out with him a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Fine. Bird says that she thinks that his wife would be superb, and that that she thinks that Jimmy would. And they have to work with her a good deal.
Yeah.
Because here's what happens now. When Ms. Gandhi comes in, they have her and the Chief Justice and the Secretary of State and about five couples up in the Oval Room. And they're there 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes before we come in, and he has to kind of lead and direct them. And Ms. Chief Justice, you'll be interested in what the Prime Minister said this afternoon about her country and so on and so forth. And he has to pretty well tell us what to say and what to do, too. And it's a hell of a broad position, and it's not just like it was in the old days, writing cards. They have a big staff to write the cards and get the gifts and to do the legwork. He has, I don't know how many people, but dozens of them for all that stuff. His job primarily is just almost like my Bill Moyer from a foreign standpoint.
Well, I have two thoughts about it. First, I know how he felt when he took this job. He thought just like Jim Watson thought I could help Harry Truman. He thought that he might be of service to you. Secondly, I can say this about Sylvia. I have never known any child or girl who hands himself better with people. You know, just to me, it fascinates even me. Third, in a very small way, they did the same thing for Jock. When he was, you see, he was a couple of years with Whitney in the embassy, and Jock got to a point where he told me he'd send him out to make talks for him if he had two. So he has had some experience a little bit along those lines.
Bill Moyer said, when you name him, said that everyone in the room will say, well, that was the perfect selection. Now, that's what the people think of.
You got the old man, he's got to go out and buy a new hat.
No, that's true. That's the way it feels, and you have a right to buy one. I mean, I saw one that you had on yesterday. By God, you need a new one, because this one was taken when we went up in that B-36 down there and with Russell, and he got his pants messed up, you know. Well, you had on a Texas hat Eamon Carter had given you.
I remember what you said to me that day. I never forgot. You said, this is a fine goddamn thing. You got the chairman of the committee and the chairman of the subcommittee, and you're the secretary, and they're all going flat on their front.
But I wish you'd see that hat you got on yesterday. You couldn't be elected.
Was that? You remember that?
Yeah, you. Well, you know, the pilot of that plane sent me a picture yesterday. Yeah. A colonel somewhere. Yeah, like he sent me a picture yesterday, and I looked at myself, and I was really ashamed of myself till I saw that big hat you had on. I'm going to send you a copy of it.
Speak to Jimmy.
Yeah, you do it right quick, though, because he may be named at 4 o'clock.
I'll do it this afternoon.
Well, do it right now. Hell, do it, because Bill Moyer's just walking up and down here. Let him tell you what he thinks. He's got a 4 o'clock press briefing.
Senator?
Hi, Bill.
I just think it would be the perfect choice, the right man in the right place at the right time, a man who understands and appreciates the president, who has the president's real confidence.
He wants to work. He wants to serve him if he can.
All right.
I'd like to get all of them right away.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
I'll call you right back.
Call us right back. Thank you.
Bye.